Welcome to this introduction to Superbloom at the Tower of London. Open from June to September, this is a beautiful new naturalistic landscape in the historic Tower Moat, a sea of colourful flowers to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee year of Her Majesty the Queen. The Superbloom experience is a walking tour through the moat. Dug and filled with water in the 13th century to defend London's famous fortress, it has been dry since the mid-19th century, forming a wide, grassy dip running around the outer curtain wall. For Superbloom, the moat has been seeded with millions of wildflowers. They now bloom en masse, creating a spectacular display for visitors to enjoy. The unique event is named after a natural phenomenon that occurs in some desert landscapes that, under very specific weather conditions, suddenly break into colourful carpets of blooms. The scheme has been designed by historic royal palaces, working with Grant Associates, landscape architects, and lead design consultant and professor of planting design, Nigel Dunnett from Sheffield University, both of whom are experts in urban horticulture and landscape design. Superbloom is a ticketed event which gives visitors access to the moat throughout the summer. As the setting for the tower's Jubilee tribute, the new moat landscape brings diversity of nature back to the tower's urban landscape and is fast becoming a welcoming new habitat and a green haven for pollinators, insects and seed-eating birds. When the flower display ends in September 2022, the new natural landscape created to support it will remain in the moat as a permanent Jubilee legacy. There will be audio-described tours for blind and partially sighted visitors available to book on Tuesday the 12th of July and Wednesday the 10th of August. The tours will last an hour and will be delivered by tower wardens supported by vocalised training. On each of these dates, there will be a choice of three start times, 10 a.m, 1:30 p.m. or 4 p.m. Please arrive 15 minutes before the start time so the tours can start promptly. Audio-described tours will commence outside the Tower of London's Superbloom pop-up shop, which has a bright purplish-pink vinyl wrap. The shop is separate from the main entrance gates to the tower and the Superbloom event. Located on Tower Hill outside the venue, it is just past the Tower of London ticket office and the fish and chip outlets. On arrival, please wait outside the pop-up shop under the canopy, where a tower host will meet you. There are accessible toilets close to the pop-up shop and paying toilets just behind. There are also free toilets on the wharf where the tour ends, but no facilities en route. There now follows access information about entry to the tour and a general description of the tour itself. Lastly, there will be booking and travel information, including contact details for the Tower of London. Tour entry. After meeting the group at the pop-up shop, your tower host will take you to the Superbloom entrance at the main tower gate, where you enter the moat using an accessible ramp. Once in the moat, you will pass a tall, steep, silver-coloured metal slide. This runs down from Tower Hill into the moat. The slide has four narrow lanes, and the ride lasts a few seconds. The angle of the slide is initially steep and very fast. Then it undulates before becoming horizontal for the final section, bringing the rider to a halt at the bottom. If you wish to use the slide, you will need to climb a long flight of stairs, followed by two shorter flights to the launch pad at the top. Please note that bags and canes cannot be carried whilst on the slide, and if you have a guide dog with you, check beforehand that someone is available to care for it. At the launch pad at the top, each user will receive a cloth sack to sit on whilst on the slide, and instructions will be provided. Please bear in mind that if you are above average height, you may have to duck under the safety bar that runs across the top of the slide. This is for users to hold on to as they seat themselves. The tour. The Superbloom audio-described tour starts in the West Moat at the beginning of an accessible trail along wide gravel pathways that lead visitors through the flower fields and raised landscape. The trail incorporates sound installations, immersive artworks made of willow and sculpture displays, as well as the dense planting. Several key stopping places have been selected along the route for audio description and some handling opportunities. The mix of flowers has been chosen to attract pollinators and to focus on the connection between nature and well-being. Although the flowers will bloom at different times across the event, some of the flowers to expect are the spiky dark blue and purple trumpets of Viper's Bugloss, the delicate pink petals of Sweet William Catchfly, the hazy white mass of Annual Baby's Breath, the silky orange brights of Californian poppies, and and the pop of sunshine that is the pot marigold. The planting is inspired by the sweeps of colour in an impressionistic painting like those by the artist Monet. Gentle, ambient sound in one section of the journey is broadcast through 26 separate speakers. It is called Music for Growing Flowers, composed by Erland Cooper. Erland draws inspiration from the natural world, and he created this work specifically for Superbloom, with layers and layers of sounds, including those mimicking pollinators and insects. In the East Moat, it will be possible to enter a giant woven willow nest created by the artist Spencer Jenkins, and then to explore an area decorated by sprays of small golden inset sculptures by Kist. The trail ends at the cobbled wharf in the shadow of Tower Bridge, where visitors can explore food outlets and a gift shop, and visit the Queen's Garden. This has a separate floral display on offer, which is inspired by Queen Elizabeth's coronation gown. Booking and travel information. Tickets can be booked either online or through the Tower of London Contact Centre by calling 0333 320 6000. Ticket prices. Adult, £12. Child, £6. Concession, £10.60. Carers and sighted companions are free. If you require more than one sighted companion, please contact info@hrp.org.uk. So we can provide the best tour possible, please let us know any important information. For example, if any assistance dogs will be joining the group or if there are any wheelchair users attending. The nearest underground station is Tower Hill, which is a 5-minute walk from the Tower of London. Tower Hill is served by the District and Circle lines and has step-free access to street level or an underpass that can be taken to reach the venue. Other nearby stations that are a 10 to 15-minute walk are Aldgate, Aldgate East, Tower Gateway, Monument, Bank, London Bridge and Fenchurch Street. Bus routes 15, 42, 78, 100, 343 and RV1 stop near to the Tower of London. The nearest accessible parking is Tower Hill Coach and Car Park, which is fully accessible with allocated bays for Blue Badge holders.